but Jesus held on to my hand. Oh, Jesus held on to my hand, giving me comfort that only He can. He's more than a father, a brother, or friend. Jesus held on to my hand. At the old tent revival, they were making their plea. I joined them in singing, He's all that I need. I knelt at the altar, I was too weak to stand, but Jesus held on to my hand. Oh, Jesus held on to my hand, giving me comfort that only He can. He's more than a father, a brother, or friend. Jesus held on to my hand.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. I'm glad He never turns loose.
Amen.
I want to read, or at least look at, two different passages of Scripture tonight. I want to say we're glad to see Roland in service tonight. And good to see Angela Gein with us also. Amen. And good to see the home folks here looking out across this crowd. Brother Jerry Bragg said five of his children had chicken pox. Looking out over this crowd, it looks like to me that a whole lot of folks must have had chicken pox. Amen. But we're glad you're here. Hallelujah. The second epistle to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I've read out of these verses several times through the years, preached from them many times. And anybody here know anything about trouble? You mean, Devonna, you have trouble? And man, young as she is, she has troubles. Amen. Brown, you ever had any trouble? Plenty of them. Well, anywhere in the spectrum of life, as far as your age is concerned, nobody is exempted from troubles. The only thing is, the psalmist put it in this perspective. He said, this poor man cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. So thank God there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a silver lining to the cloud. Amen. And if we can get beyond the darkness and look to the light, amen, we'll come out victorious. In the first chapter of 2 Corinthians tonight, we want to start reading at verse 3. And then we'll probably look just for a short period of time over in Matthew chapter 14, I believe it is. We probably won't read much out of that, but we want to make reference to it anyhow. And first chapter of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, verse 3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all what? The God of all what? Amen. Hallelujah. That is the same word, amen, that Jesus said to His disciples. that I'll pray the Father and He'll send you another comforter. Amen. Amen. So our God is a God of all comfort. Amen. Paracletus. Amen. So who comforteth us in all our tribulation. Amen. That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. Did you know you don't know how to help anybody else when they're in trouble until you have been in trouble? Hello? You really don't. You don't even know what to say to them if you've not been where they are. You have no idea what they're going through. But if you have, and you have come through it and are victorious and are better because of it, amen, you can turn around and help them. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. The same way that God helped you through your trouble, you help somebody else through their troubles. Amen. That's a wonderful verse 4 there. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, you hear me? As ye are partakers of the sufferings, or the trials, or the troubles, or the tribulations, so shall ye be also of the consolation. Amen. Now verse 8, we'll look at verse 8 tonight. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. That we were pressed out of measure. You hear me? Amen. That we were pressed out of measure, beyond what you could even think about. Above our strength, we had more troubles than what we had strength to endure. Insomuch that we despaired, that means we just give up. Amen. That we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivereth us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. Yes. Amen. Run across a little poem today I thought might be beneficial to somebody. So I'll just read it to you. I never was much on poems. My wife loves poems. Some of you folks do too. I never take a great deal of liking to poems. But there, once in a while, I run across one that strikes my fancy, if you want to say it like that. Amen. And so I run across this. I've had this for a long time. And it's entitled, Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will. When the road you're trudging seems all uphill. When the funds are low and the debts are high. And you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is odd with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about. When he might have won, he had stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Amen. When things seem worse, you must not quit. Amen. You know, I've always heard of Murphy's Law. Has everybody heard of Murphy's Law? Whoever Murphy was. Amen. He said, if anything can go wrong, it will. Cheer up, things could get worse, and sure enough, they did. Amen. I want to tell you, life has a way of bringing its troubles to the human race. And just because you're a Christian or saved does not mean that you are exempted from the troubles and crisis of life. Troubles comes to everybody, saved and unsaved. Amen. So most of you remember when you first got saved. Amen. Months and months went by before you ever had your first encounter with trouble. Boy, when you first got saved, you're so happy and thrilled at your new experience with God. You just thought the world was made out of roses. Amen. Until one day you woke up and found there's a lot of thorns on that rose bush. Amen. And trouble has a way of rudely awakening us that the sun does not always shine every day. Sometimes there's clouds, sometimes there's rain, sometimes there's thunderstorms. Amen. Sometimes there's tornadoes, sometimes there's hurricanes, sometimes there's typhoons. Amen. Sometimes we run into storms like the Apostle Paul did in the book of Revelation, book of Acts, not Revelation. Paul wasn't in Revelation. Book of Acts, where the Bible called it Euroclodon. Amen. The greatest storm of his entire life, he found, amen, in the middle of the sea. Amen. And so life brings to us many troubles and trials. Amen. There are pressures that you face every day that you have not faced before. Amen. It seems like to me that in the business world, I talk to a lot of businessmen from time to time, and they tell me the strain in modern commercial life is greater than it's ever been. Amen. Strain. And it tells on them, on their person, on their physical bodies. Stress and strain takes its toll. Amen. Stress and strain makes you irritable when you're normally kind. Are you? Amen. Amen. Stress and strain takes its toll on all of our lives. It'll make you... It'll make you grouchy when you really didn't want to be grouchy. Amen. It'll make you say things that you normally would not have said. Amen. It has a way of upsetting our whole world and putting us in a situation, amen, that brings us to a tension point. Amen. We are all tense, and we are in a situation where life has brought to us a trial or a crisis. Amen. Finances is low and the bills are high. Amen. Things go wrong on the job and the boss is irritable today and he's just bawled you out for something you're really not guilty of. Help me here. I lost some of you on that shuffle. I see others smiling. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Amen. But stress and strain of life takes its toll on us. Amen. I think much of the pressures of life today is a result of uncertainty. Because we don't know what tomorrow's going to hold and tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know what is going to be the outcome of this particular situation. Amen. And so life is uncertain. The boss may fire me. Then what you going to do? Help me here. Amen. Don't smile too big at it, Brother Silas. Amen. There's a lot of uncertainty in life to all of us. It really doesn't matter. There's uncertainty in the church world. Really, you don't know who's going to be in church tomorrow and who isn't. These are the most difficult times in life that I've ever seen in the church world. Amen. And if you could keep people praying, continually praying, it would help. But people seem like that there's such a tenseness in church people, in the ministry. There's such a turmoil and anxiety that's everywhere. The uncertainty about big things in life. The uncertainty about little things in life. How am I going to get this car fixed? Amen, Brother and Sister Wilmoth. Amen. Got both of their vehicles down. Amen. And they got them driving a borrowed car. All of us know about troubles and reverses and crises and big problems and little problems. Amen. We got international problems on our hand right now with China. Amen. That's holding 24 of our military people hostage. I'd call them hostage. Really? Amen. But our president is in a dilemma. Amen. Because there's so much money involved. And when I say money, business world. The commercial world's got investments in China. Amen. And China, amen, buys so much military equipment from the United States. And there's a dilemma. Everybody's saturated with troubles and anxieties and uncertainties. Amen. And we feel this shaking and the trembling. Amen. In every facet, it's in the homes. Amen. It's in the homes. It's between children. Amen. Brothers and sisters and children and parents and grandparents. Come on here. Amen. It's in the on the job, in the workforce. Amen. Everywhere you go, there's trouble, uncertainty. Amen. Wondering what tomorrow's going to bring. Amen. And with that uncertainty comes anxiety. And when anxiety comes, amen, you start to worry and you start to fret. Amen. Anxiety breeds worry. Amen. Worry means tension. Worry and tension means headaches and strain and pressure. And don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow and how things are going to work out. Amen. In this 8th chapter, the 8th verse of the 1st chapter of 2 Corinthians, Paul said, and he used the expression, he was pressed without measure. Amen. He was pressed without measure. And I want to tell you this evening, amen, just because you are a Christian does not mean, amen, that everything's going to be easy in life. Amen. Amen. Outward trouble, inward battles, frustrations on the job. Amen. Aggravations at home. Amen. You can't get that bolt in that motor. Amen. It's in such an awkward place. You fumble with your fingers and it just can't get it started. Amen. Why? You was wiring a house and, amen, got the wrong wire in the wrong place and got the shock of your life. Amen. Amen. And everything goes backwards and upside downs and crossways. And amen. You come home and amen. Why, if you like Ricky, his wife breaks her leg. And then his refrigerator burns up. Amen. And his microwave's out of order. Amen. Now what you gonna do? Amen. I don't know what you gonna do. Amen. But glory to God. I read in the book of Acts. Amen. Whether glory to God, I'm feeling better right now. Amen. Amen. The writer in the book of Acts. Let me read it to you. In Acts chapter 26 and verse 22, he said, having therefore obtained help from God, I continue until this very day. Amen. Through your troubles of life that come, in the reverses of life that come, in the trials and tribulations that come, amen, your help comes from the Lord. I hear people all the time, and it just aggravates me to no end. I'm just going to quit church. Amen. Or quit to, being a Christian. Or quit praying. Amen. Or quit reading. Why are you going to do that? Amen. 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 Just hold on to what you got and see this trial and tribulation through. Amen. And you'll come out victorious. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. If the devil could, and I want to tell you, the devil's taking aim at every child of God that's sanctified holy. You are the devil's target. Amen. Amen. And when you're, whoo, we've had such a wonderful 3 weeks revival. Amen. And Brother Cody Harmon was here, and we rejoiced and we shouted, and amen, we anointed folks with oil. We poured whole bottles on them. Amen. Folks got help and strength. Amen. The glory of the Lord came down. Folks come far and near to see what was happening. Amen. Some saw visions. Some was drunk in the spirit. Some had to be hauled home. Amen. And didn't even know it until the next day that they were home. Amen. Mighty move of the Holy Ghost. But you can rest assured one thing. When God gets to moving by His Spirit, amen, it upsets the devil, and he's going to start working on you. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Ah, brother. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sinners. Amen. Sinners and the unsaved people, they have troubles. They have troubles, throw their fits. They have a temper tantrums. They cuss up a blue streak. I never have figured out what that blue streak means, but hey, man, they cuss up a blue streak. They throw their hammer through the window. They get aggravated. Hey, man, how they have troubles. And you know, nobody thinks anything about it when a sinner has trouble and has a fit and cusses and raises the devil. Nobody thinks a thing in the world about it. But you let a Christian have trouble. Come on here. You let a Christian have trouble. Amen. Adversities come. Troubles come. Heartaches come. Reverses come. Crisis come. Amen. Amen. And everybody in the whole county is going to turn around and look at that Christian and see what they're going to do now. Amen. Amen. They didn't look at the sinner when the sinner, amen, had trouble. They didn't take a second thought about what's that sinner going to do, but they will you. They will you, because the world is expecting something out of you that they don't expect out of the sinner man. They are looking to you, expecting you, amen, to be a Christian and to hold on to what you know is right. I wished I could say I understood everything in life. I don't. On second thought, I don't know as I would really want to. I'm telling you right now, there are some things I just don't know as I want to understand. Amen. But my goodness, amen, I don't understand all the trials that come. Amen, I don't understand. Come on here. Amen, I don't understand why Randy got killed. I really don't. But I learned this one thing. I commit that to the Lord. That's His business. And I'll just leave that with Him. I don't understand why troubles have to come to Christians. Amen. But it does, and I'm just going to trust God. I don't understand why in our early ministry, amen, why we went to preach and hitchhike revivals because we didn't have a car. Amen. And had holes big enough in our shoes. Amen. You could stick a silver dollar through. Amen. Oh, amen. Why did that happen? I don't know. But it doesn't matter. We just keep on going because we know we're on the right road doing what God wants us to do. Amen. And when trials come your way, my friend, amen, we've got to come to the place our help is in the Lord. And it doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. Amen. Did not Job, that marvelous man, the Bible called him a perfect man, and one that escheweth evil, and does good, and serves the Lord with all of his heart. Amen. Did not Job said, naked I came into the world, naked I'm going out of this world. Amen. Come on here. Amen. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We've received good. Amen. And we've received evil in life. Things come that we don't understand. So what? Amen. Though the skin worms eat this flesh of mine, yet with these eyes shall I behold my Redeemer. And his faith was not soiled. Amen. And contempt, corrupted and taunted. Amen. He held on to what he knew was right. Amen. And it doesn't matter whether you're Devonna's age or Brother Brown Compton's age or old as Shelby. Well, that's getting up there. I want to tell you, you're going to have trouble. Trouble is going to come your way. Really, I'm serious. And it doesn't matter whether you're the best Christian in the church. Trouble's going to come your way. Now the question is, what are you going to do when that trouble comes? Amen. That's the question. Paul said he was pressed out of measure. Pressed. I was thinking today when I was reading this verse of Scripture again, amen, I was thinking of all the other prefixes that go with this word pressed. Amen. Depressed. Suppressed. Repressed. Oppressed. Amen. And every one of those are conditions in it that exist when the adversary, amen, brings trouble and pressure your way. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, the devil will work on your mind right up there. He does mine sometimes. Yeah, he puts all kind of thoughts in your mind. Our spiritual battles in life is either lost or won right there in our minds, in our thoughts. Amen. And we either lose it or win it there in our thought life before it ever gets into our heart. Amen. Amen. And the writer of Philippians put it in good text. Amen. If we could just get our minds thinking on good things and right things and keep our mind in subjection unto the Spirit of God. Paul the Apostle told us, if there be anything good, if there be anything holy, if there be anything pure, if there be anything of good report, if there be any virtue, he said, think on these things. That means bring up the fragments of your thoughts, amen, in your mind, and be determined, I'm not going to think on those negative things. I will bring my mind into subjection. Amen. Paul put it in these terms. Amen. After I have ministered unto others, I myself become a castaway. Amen. It won't work that way. You've got to get this thing settled in your mind and in your heart that no matter what comes in life, no matter what things that you do understand or you don't understand, amen, pressed without measure, amen, above strength, amen. And here is the answer. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from my enemies. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I probably won't get to Matthew 14 now. Amen. I done got excited here. But I want to tell you, I see in our generation, among our own church people, people that are pressed and oppressed and depressed. Amen. And the powers of darkness, amen, has come to discourage them in their walk with God. Amen. You've heard us talk about and read out of the Scripture about the place that's called Jordan or Jordan River. Jordan River is the boundary line between heathens and the promised land. Amen. And when you cross over into Jordan from the Jordanian side, amen, you go into Israel. Israel is the promised land. In a spiritual term, amen, the River Jordan is a type of trials and calamities and tribulations. Amen. And all of us have to cross those Jordan rivers at times. And it depends upon our attitude when we cross those trials and those tribulations and calamities and troubles in life. It depends upon our attitude while we're crossing that trial. amen, whether or not we survive and whether or not we come out victorious on the other side, shouting the victory. Amen. But I want to tell you, to some people, the sunshine is horrible. To other people, it's wonderful. It depends upon the attitude you look at. Amen. To some, come on here. Amen. Did you know that Jesus gave the parable of the sower that went forth to sow, and some seed fell upon stony ground, some among the thorns and thistles, and some by the wayside, and then some fell on good soil. And in every case, it was nothing wrong with the seed. It was how that the ground received the seed. Amen. It's all this come out of the same seed bag. But it depended upon how you received it and what you did with it. Jordan is a type of troubles and trials and tribulations and calamities and difficulties in life. Amen. But it depends upon how you look at the Jordan River. The Jordan River can be a great challenge, and it can make you or break you. Amen. The waters that had parted, amen, at the lashing of Elijah's mantle, amen, was the Jordan River. Amen. Praise God. The Jordan River, amen, was the thing that that separated Elijah from the chariot and the whirlwind, the chariot of fire and the whirlwind. And he had to get across the Jordan River, amen, to be caught up in the whirlwind and the chariot of fire. Amen. And the Jordan River was the thing that separated. What did he do? Amen. He believed God. I said he believed God in spite of the Jordan River. Amen. Hallelujah. He trusted God to bring deliverance, and he crossed over it. Amen. On dry ground. Amen. Jordan, which separated at the touch of the feet. Amen. Of the priests when they stepped into the waters of the Jordan River as they bore the ark. Amen. It parted hither and thither, and they went across on dry land. Praise God. I want to tell you, God is still in business of separating our trials, but he's waiting to see whether or not we're going to trust him and live for him in spite of the Jordan River. Amen. Every case in the Old Testament where there was a great victory, it was when they came to the Jordan River. Amen. At Joshua's command, these priests that bore the ark going toward Jericho, when they stepped into the waters, they parted hither and thither, and they went across. Praise God. Amen. Oh, it's that same riverbed. Now, you got to be a Bible reader to remember this. It's that same riverbed, the Jordan River, that contains a memorial. Amen. Stones that Joshua told them to put down in the middle of the Jordan River as a memorial, that anybody who comes by this way anymore will see that memorial. And they say, what's that mean? Amen. That wants all the coming generations behind us to know that God performed the miracle right here. Amen. I want to tell you, some of us have had great testimonies and marvelous things that God's done for us. Amen. That ought to be a memorial to us and a testimony. Amen. And a witness to everybody about us that God moved in our behalf. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was Gideon who came across Jordan when he rose up to overwhelm the Midianites. And God wrought a great victory for Gideon. You remember Gideon? Yeah. That mighty man of valor. He had to cross Jordan before he got the victory. He had to get on the other side. Amen. Amen. Was it not Jordan that Naaman the leper dipped seven times? Praise God. Amen. Until his flesh was healed of leprosy. Praise God. I want to tell you, Jordan has always been the boundary line. Amen. Between trials and tribulations and victory. Amen. And you and I are going to have to get it settled in our hearts and our minds. Amen. That when we are pressed without measure, as Paul the Apostle told us that he was in the first chapter of 2 Corinthians in verse 8, pressed without measure and above strength, more than I could handle. Amen. But he went on and entrusted God. And God brought him the victory. Hallelujah. And you and I, if we are going to be victorious in our generation and have a testimony, amen, that others can see that God has moved in our life, then we must cross our Jordan. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, God's still on the throne. Revival's done and over. Behind us. The spirit of revival is still with us. Praise God. And we start again tomorrow night and just add to what we've already got. Somebody say hallelujah. But we must maintain the fact that we know who holds tomorrow. And we know who holds our hand. And in spite of the darkness of the night, there's a silver lining to that cloud. In spite of the darkness of this tunnel, I see light at the end of the tunnel. In spite of the crisis that I find myself in and don't know how to get out, amen, I have a God. He said, cast all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. I want to tell you tonight, I'm about to read this out. I want to tell you that God's still on the throne. He has not changed. Amen. He has not lost His power. He's still real. Amen. Psalms 102 and verse 27 said, but Thou art the same, and Thy years shall have no end. He's talking about God. Amen. Malachi 3 and 6, He said, for I am the Lord, and I change not. Hebrews 1 and 12 said, amen, but Thou art the same. Hebrews 12 and 8 said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, He's still on the throne, and He can still roll your Jordan River back and carry you across to victory. James chapter 1, verse 17, He said, every good and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom, amen, is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Praise God. Somebody said, but Brother Savage, amen, that was Elijah that God, amen, parted the Jordan rivers for. Yes, He was. Amen, but He'll do the same thing for you. Amen. He'll drive back your troubles and carry you across to victory. But we've got to come to the place where we're going to trust God in spite of what comes or goes. Amen. Amen. I can't help but remember my wife's aunt, Aunt Meady. Amen. And there's a lot of things in life I don't understand. But her Aunt Meady was a godly woman and had probably some of the most adverse trials in life that anybody could ever endure. Amen. She had one of the most wicked men to live with as her husband. Amen. That any woman would ever have to endure. A vile man. And I'm not going into detail and tell you all of her troubles with her husband. But thank God old John got saved before Aunt Meady died. Amen. In her latter years, he treated her like a princess. Hallelujah, because she stood true and she stood faithful to God. Amen. Aunt Meady developed cancer. Amen. On her nose, I believe it was. Amen. And the cancer just kept eating. They kept taking it off and taking it off and taking it off. It finally ate her whole nose off of her face. They took her whole nose off, and all she had was two holes between her eyes. It's all that was left, amen, of her nose. Amen. And sometimes it drained. And I don't mean to be bad talking to you, but I just want to tell you, amen, God's still on the throne. Amen. The cancer kept eating until it ate her cheekbone out. And it ate her jaw out. And they took all that out. And you could see her tongue wallowing inside of her head. Amen. Oh, horrible. But yet you go to see her. Hey, instead of comforting her, she would comfort you. Amen. And you'd leave encouraged. And she'd talk to you as best she could. Amen. And you'd try to strain your ears to understand what she'd saying. And she'd talk about how good the Lord's been to her. And John's been saved. And amen, their home's so much better. And praise God, how wonderful he treats her now. And she'd talk about Jesus. And after a while, she'd go to speaking in tongues. Amen. And the glory and the presence of the Lord would come upon her. Amen. The cancer eating most of her face off. Amen. In her dying moment, she was still praising God. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. I can't tell you why all troubles come to your home and your life and your body. But I can tell you this. Amen. If you'll be faithful and true to God, amen, you'll inherit a land. Amen. Where there is no cancer. And there is no heart trouble. Amen. And tonight on the streets of glory, Aunt Meadie's got a full face and is radiant with the roses of God's glory. Amen. Amen. I want to tell you, because she was faithful to God right up to the end in the trials of life that came her way. Most of our spiritual battles are fought with the thoughts of our mind. We may not have cancer on our face and eat our nose and cheeks bones away and our jaw bones. We may not have that dilemma in life to have to face. But we wrestle with thoughts. All kind of thoughts. Good thoughts. Bad thoughts. Discouraging thoughts. Depressing thoughts. And we battle with them. And the only way that you'll ever come out, amen, is just keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Holding on. And when Paul said, I was pressed without measure, amen, he understood what you're going through. But he said, having obtained help from God, I continue to this very day. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey. Amen. We know that the Apostle Paul finally was killed. Amen. He was beheaded on Nero's chopping block. Amen. Because of the gospel of Jesus Christ that he preached. Amen. But glory to God. Amen. The last words that the Apostle Paul penned in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Amen. He said, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. And I have kept the faith. And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Amen. When the devil comes to you with all kinds of ideas and opinions and thoughts, saying, glory to God. Amen. I got a hold of heaven. Amen. I'm going to trust God to roll this Jordan River back. And I'm going to shout on the banks of, amen, sweet deliverance after a while. Because I will stay true and faithful to the Lord. Amen. Amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. When things of life comes your way, don't quit. And when things seem worse, when things seem to get bad, and you think they couldn't get any worse, but they do, don't quit. Don't quit. Because that's what the enemy of your soul wants you to do. Just quit.
Oh, I got something I want to read, and I've read it to you before. If I didn't take it out of my Bible, cleaning some things out of my Bible today and putting them away, and I don't know whether I put that. Oh, Lord, help me. I wonder. Ooh, it's good. It's good. What to do with it? You don't know. What am I looking at you for? Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, man, man. Oh, I wished I could find it because it's good right now. Amen. But I've read it to you before. Amen. I am a soldier. You remember it? Praise God. I am a soldier. Don't have to be pampered. Amen. Because I am a soldier. Amen. Don't have to be patted on the back and say you're a great person. Because I am a soldier. When things go wrong, I don't have to be begged to pick up the, amen, the weapons. Because I am a soldier. Woo! Glory to God. I must have took it out. I didn't think I did, but I must have. I wanted to read it to you again. But I want to tell you, if you get it right in your heart, like you ought to have it and you need it, amen, when things are backwards, upside downs, crossways, amen, in every other way and things you don't understand, you keep on doing what's right because it's right to do right. Somebody said to me the other day, amen, said, amen, I'd like to keep on serving the Lord, but I haven't felt the Lord in a long time. Haven't felt the power of the Holy Ghost. I said, light up and clap your hands and sing the songs of Zion. Amen. Because you are living by faith and you're saved by faith and we are walking by faith. That's when we are pressed without measure. That's when desert times come. Amen. There's not gushing rivers and springs in the desert. Oh, you have to climb mountains sometimes. And you get tired and weary and exhausted. Amen. But you never get to the top by quitting. I never have been a what you would call a mountain climber. I've climbed a few mountains. Amen. I've done more in a vehicle lately than I used to. When I was younger, I used to climb them, loved it. But I never did become a what you would call a mountain climber. Like climbing the glaciers and, amen, Mont Blanc over in Europe and the Alps and all those mountains. I probably could never get to the top physically. I just probably wouldn't do it. Couldn't do it. But I've climbed a lot of mountains spiritually. I've been through rough places and narrow gorges. Amen. I've been scraped on a lot of sharp rocks spiritually. I've hurt. Come on here. And I've been wounded. But I just keep climbing. Get another hold and get another grip. Amen. Those fellas who climb them mountains, they never reach the top. Amen. By quitting and going backwards. You got to keep on going. Don't quit. I said, don't quit. When you're pressed out of measure and out of strength and despaired of life, don't quit. Keep on going. Everybody stand. Amen. Maybe I preached too long for you tonight. Just give you what's on my heart. Amen. We are living in one of the most difficult times in the American church world. And we have to make up our minds we're going on. And there are times that you'll probably fall down. And there'll be times that you'll probably be hurt. And there'll be times you'll lick your wounds. But you get up. You get up. I remember years ago, Brother L.D. Moore. Some of y'all remember Brother L.D. Moore. He's my friend. And we probably won't have him too much longer. God's been merciful and left him here this long. And been such an inspiration and help to the wholeness movement across the country. I remember when one of his boys was losing out with God. God gave him a vision. Brother Moore, a vision. And his boy was being attacked by a huge bird. And in this vision, Brother Moore said his boy was laying on the ground and crying. And the bird was tantalizing him
his claws and scrape his body and his limbs and peck him on the head. Brother Moore said in his dream or this vision that he had about his boy, and he didn't know what all his boy was going through at the time, but God showed him this vision. And he kept calling his boy by the name, and I could call his name tonight, but I won't. He kept calling his boy by the name, by his name, and said, "Fight back! Fight back! Fight back! Hey man, get up and fight back!" And that's the way we must do it. Amen. As Christians, when the enemy of our soul comes and attacks us, we must fight back and keep on going and doing what's right. Amen. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray.